You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio at 5:45. Good evening. I'm Linda Steffen. The Bay Area Transportation Authority has taken recent steps to get a wider range of customers on board, but extending service to some areas has meant leaving others feeling stranded. Tom Carr has this report.
Sandy Brown does not drive because an illness about 6 years ago made it unsafe.
The cilia in my middle ear are gone, so I cannot drive because I have no balance. So you don't want to see me on the road.
So for a long time, she has been a faithful bus rider, taking it from her home in Northport to Sutton's Bay for work and to Traverse City for shopping. That changed earlier this year when the Bay Area Transportation Authority rerouted its bus lines. Regular scheduled bus routes to Northport were discontinued because there are relatively few riders in town. She can still schedule to be picked up, but she has to call ahead.
You have to call Beta the day before, which doesn't always work out because sometimes your appointments will have, you'll have 1 hour to go where you're going. That will be the only time that they can run that day because of the way that they have to schedule when people call in. So it's like useless as far as I'm concerned for that reason.
The idea behind the changes is to better serve busier locations like Sutton's Bay, for instance, or Kingsley. Unfortunately for Brown and others, that has meant dropping towns like Northport from Beta's scheduled route system. Kelly Yarrow, Beta's operations director, says numbers dictated the changes.
We do not intend to take service away from anyone. We really just have a responsibility to the taxpayers and to the greater region to make the best decisions that we can.
On a weekday morning, the terminal near downtown Traverse City is a bustling place as several buses arrive at once, and ridership this fall has been 10% higher than last year. Emily Sklodowski, a hotel auditor, is the kind of professional they're trying to attract.
I don't have a car, actually, but that's by choice. I don't want to deal with the payment, so I opt for the bus instead.
4 years ago, a new director stepped in at Beta and was charged with overhauling the service. Newer buses and an increased effort at keeping them clean was the start of it. But better routes and punctual service is the most effective way to bring in more riders, says James Bruckbauer, who studies and promotes green transportation for the Michigan Land Use Institute.
That way it becomes more attractive for people who are trying to get to work because they know that they can get to their destination at a set time. They know what time they have to leave to get to that bus stop, and it's just more reliable for them.
Beta is looking at continued improvements, including newly drawn routes in Traverse City, new shelters at several stops, and the ability for people to track approaching buses on their smartphones. This is Tom Carr for IPR News Radio.